Good afternoon, residents of Sun City Shadow Hills. Welcome back. Welcome back to Kim's radio show. Bob couldn't be here today, kind of last minute, wasn't so he's out hopefully enjoying himself. You know, I had some residents write to me and say, "You haven't done a podcast in a little while. What's going on?" And my answer was, well, kind of the same stuff, but so I guess I had to, residents said, you know, get out of your house and go do a podcast. So here I am. What the heck? So let's bring you up to speed on some goodies, or maybe just a repeat of some, because I do get questions. First of all, there is an election coming up, in case some of you haven't heard. There's this national election for the President of the United States coming up. And we don't allow election signs, flags, or posters to be displayed at your home until 30 days prior to the election. So please don't be upset when the office calls you. If you have one up, they're going to ask you to take it down. Even though it might be if you're voting for the candidate I want, I still got to ask you to take it down. So I have to be impartial, correct? When you do go to put them up, it's one sign per candidate. So in other words, if you like Kim Fuller to run for president, you can't put up five Kim Fuller signs. You can only put up one. Now, by the way, I'm not running, so don't write me in. I don't want that job. So one sign per candidate. But you could have, you know, a president sign and a Congress sign, that kind of thing. Okay, let's talk about Frontier, real brief. This is just because it was fun. I got an email from a resident who said they've been here a long time and they try to pay attention to what's going on. But the question was, they heard about some sort of cable service that they were going to get through the HOA. I got to tell you, I didn't know what to do about that question. So I just clicked off about 35 documents along with presentations and said, good luck. When you get done reading all this, if you have questions, let me know. So anyway, Frontier is still on target. It was still expected to start the install November 1. Hopefully, we'll get some schedules out on October 1. You will call for your appointment on install based upon the schedule we mail to you. And then we'll put it up on the website, too. There's no plan of digging up any streets. People keep asking about that. Nope, no plan to dig up streets. The infrastructure seems to be in place according to all their inspections. North Channel Lakes. This has come up from a few people. The North Channel Lakes. These are the lakes over by the entrance on Jefferson, those lakes over there. They were originally installed. They are installed as a marsh that's separate from a lake. But people have complained about how they look, the silt in them, stuff like that. The board is not taking any action on replacing the silt in those lakes until the water company gets done deciding what they're doing on the replacement of the lake. So let me tell you what's happening. The water company has on their books to replace the first lake at their expense, because they're going to be tearing out that whole corner for an additional new overflow water system. In order to make that happen, they're going to tear out the first lake at their expense. Now, the first lake feeds all the rest of the lakes going through the whole nine of that golf course. So whatever happens in the first lake will then filter through to the other lakes. So what I'm saying there is, if we go do work in the second lake or the third lake, and we don't take care of the first lake by removing the silt and reeds, it will just spill over into the next two lakes, creating a mess. So our goal is to wait until the water company does their project first. The reason is it saves us about $70,000. They say they're going to come in the first 6 months of 2021. I tell you that knowing that they also told us about a year and a half ago they'd be done by now. So don't shoot the messenger here. I'm just telling you what they tell me. So anyway, the North Channel Lakes will not have any increased maintenance costs. Although we do our best to maintain them, those reeds the collection of dust makes a mess. So we do the best we can, but we're not going to take the cost on to take out all the silt until the water company does their thing first. We're hopeful that they will do that at the beginning of next year. Budget. We're working on budget. Now let's talk about budget. Here about a month or so ago, I had talked to you all about the projected budget loss given this whole COVID pandemic problem. And it was projected to be at an additional $25,000 over the normal projected loss. Everybody understand, we pay dues and we subsidize everything. That's the reason we paid the dues. And what was projected was about a $25,000 loss, given the fact that we had an income drop, but then we cut expenses. That was based upon the fact that we thought, a couple months ago, we could open Golf Course and Shadows by October 1. We're now not so sure that will happen. So now we run projections based upon, if we don't do that, that the golf course remains closed to the outside, that it's residents only, Shadows remains at takeout, and given that, the new projected additional loss is $178,000, if I got it right. Now, that doesn't mean there's no special assessment, because I speak in these terms. Our wonderful FAC committee planned well. They planned for problems that could occur, just like this one. So even though there's a projected additional loss of $178,000, that doesn't even take into account that we do have a line item in the budget for contingency of $200,000. So no matter what happens, we're looking okay. And even if the contingency was used up, we have working capital in the amount of over $1 million to handle this without a special assessment. So there's no expectation of a special assessment as a result of this entire mess. Now, the board is working on the budget. The FAC, bless their hearts, is working on the budget for next year. Now, it gets complicated. How do you budget? Do you budget for fitness classes? Can we open them? Do we budget for the golf course being open? So they're running projections based upon it's possible we can't do that. That's going to create a difference in the expense line items. So board will have another budget meeting here in September. Be sure to watch. And then the final budget meeting's in October before it goes to board for approval. Hopefully we get more information. But thank you, FAC, for making this all work out one way or the other. Okay, let's talk about pandemic stuff. First of all, I am still getting questions about guests. The California stay-at-home order still exists. People are supposed to be staying at home. Residents, you are responsible for implementing and following the state order. That means no visitors, no gatherings, no guests. Residents, you're responsible for this on your own private property. Now, what the HOA has said, the HOA is not looking for violators on a private property, but we will investigate any possible violation that is apparently clear to us. Now, what's that mean? I'll give an example. A resident calls and says, you know, there's 10 cars parked out in front of this house, and they're having a party. We will investigate that and cite it. You're not supposed to have a gathering, not supposed to have visitors. So if it's that obvious, we will investigate. People who have pool parties, they will be reported. We will investigate and cite for that. Any complaint from a resident regarding a party will be investigated. I've already had reports about people being invited to Halloween parties. We will have the information on the addresses. We'll send out warnings. You cannot have those parties. Please don't do it. We're doing very well at this, trying to stay safe and healthy. Stay focused. It'll be over soon enough, but let's not try to, you know, make this worse than it is. Okay, the HOA is definitely enforcing the state rules on common property. So for instance, if you're walking down the street with grandchildren, security will stop you and cite you. The grandchildren aren't supposed to be here, so that means it's a violation of state law. If you're bicycling with young people, that's a problem. If you're walking in the North Channel area, that's a problem. If you're in the dog park, recently there were two young people, very nice young people, about 30 years old, walking their dog in the dog park. Well, 30-year-olds kind of stand out because most of us are over the age of 55. So they were cited. So we're doing our best to try to say, let's try to maintain the focus here, and that is keeping all the residents healthy. That means we want to try to isolate ourselves from the outside world. Now, statistically, our HOA is doing better than just about every single group in the valley. There's only one group that's doing a little better on the but not really. They still have more cases. So let me say what we have. As far as we know, this HOA, we've had 4 cases of COVID and 1 death. But as I explained the death, let's be sure we're clear on this death. This was a person who was being treated medically for a different illness for 1 to 2 years. So this person was in and out of the hospital, was being cared for at home for a different illness having nothing to do with COVID, but happened when she passed away. Unfortunately, when she passed away, was tested and did have COVID. So there are many who don't believe COVID was the cause of her death. It was definitely something else. So in our case, 4 cases, 1 death. I'm still going to log it as the death. Alternatively, Sun City Palm Desert is now 43 cases and 3 deaths. And yes, Sun City Palm Desert has written to me and accused me of being mean. And that's because our rules are a little stricter than theirs. Well, maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that's a good thing. I know there's 2 viewpoints here. So anyway, no gatherings, no parties. I know there's a holiday Monday. Please don't have a party. It's not going to help us. Don't gather. Don't visit. Now, 90-day rentals. Okay, you're not supposed to be renting your property except for a minimum of 90 days. The exception is if you hire a management company who does the renting for you, that management company can rent for any amount of time they want. It's a little loophole in our CC&Rs. So if a resident hires an actual real estate management company and that management company rents out your home, they can rent it out for 1 day. Now, what does not count as a management company is Airbnb, VRBO, all that stuff. They don't count. So they won't count as a management company. And if you advertise on Airbnb or VRBO, and you definitely are going to be cited. We do have some committee members who are constantly looking at that stuff, and we have residents who report to us about an advertisement of Sun City Shadow Hills for less than 90 days. There's also a city permit required if you rent for less than 31 days. That's also out there. Now, the whole purpose of this is to stop short-term rentals. Most residents here don't want short-term rentals. They don't want people being here for a week because of some concert. So keep in mind, I bring this up because a couple of residents have now been cited for these short-term rentals, and it's expensive. It's $1,000 a day fine. The whole purpose was, if you can rent out your house for $5,000 a week, we want to make sure it's not profitable. The fine used to be $200. That was it. So some residents would continue to rent out their house for a week because it was still profitable. Please don't do it. Just follow the rules there. Now, as far as the back to our COVID stuff, we're doing extremely well. 4 cases, 1 possible death. I'm asking you all, please stay extremely focused. Just stay the course. Nobody likes this mess. Not at all. It will be over soon enough, but I'd rather we err and make sure it's safe for everybody. In the end, we'll smile. We'll be glad. I'm glad my neighbor's walking around. I'm glad they're alive. And if that means I got to hang out a little bit and just watch a movie, so be it. Now, every once in a while, though, I do get some entertainment at my house. My lovely bride the other day, I'm telling you this story at the end because hopefully she'll turn this off. So I'm sitting at my computer, which is in a separate room from my lovely bride's computer, and all of a sudden I hear this extremely loud, vocal, verbal abuse coming from the other room. Now, I thought maybe she tripped and fell. I thought she ran into a wall. Maybe the glass door broke or something. And so I get up and quickly go to the other room and said, "What's going on?" Because if she had done this in public, she'd get a citation for verbal abuse, profanity, the whole thing. And she turned to me and said, "I didn't get my lane in the pool that I wanted on the reservation system." So, ladies and gentlemen, do not interfere with a lady and the lane of her pool. Not a good idea. So it turned out she didn't get on the computer early enough. She was about an hour late, and she didn't get her lane. She had to go at a different lane. Heaven forbid that the water in the lane next to us probably running uphill. Who knows? Anyway, I share that because it was fun for me that day. Please have a great weekend, stay healthy and safe, and we'll see you all soon. Take care.